the latest CFTC commitments of traders' data is really putting XRP positioning back in focus, with a 115.7 million token net short position in XRP derivatives.
That's important to note, though, because the number by itself doesn't predict price. It does suggest that a meaningful group of futures and options participants is hedging, taking downside exposure or reducing risk.
And that's a big deal, because it shows market sentiment is not uniformly bullish, even if XRP can look strong on the surface.
The CFTC report is useful because it breaks derivatives positioning down among commercials, non-commercial traders, and other participants.
A growing net short position usually reflects one or more things. Traders expecting lower prices, protecting existing long exposure, or de-risking while waiting for clearer direction.
In XRP's case, the 115.7 million token net short build suggests some participants are uncomfortable with the current setup or don't want to remain fully exposed if momentum weakens.
That becomes especially relevant during volatile periods, thin liquidity, or shifts in broader risk appetite.
A large net short position can have several market effects, and not all of them are straightforward.
First, it can show elevated hedging activity, which doesn't necessarily mean aggressive bearish bets.
Second, it can create conditions for sharper price reactions in either direction.
If XRP moves higher, short positions may face pressure to cover, which could add fuel to an upward move.
But if XRP fails to hold key levels, the short side may gain confidence and add to those positions.
The tricky part is that short positions can persist for a long time, especially in cautious markets, so this isn't a guaranteed reversal signal.
The central theme here is rotation.
Traders are increasingly watching how capital moves between crypto sectors, tokens, and risk profiles, rather than assuming everything moves together.
XRP is often caught in the middle of that rotation.
It can benefit when speculative demand returns, but it can also face pressure when traders shift toward newer narratives, larger cap assets, or more defensive positions.
The net short build may reflect a preference for other opportunities, concerns about regulatory or adoption headlines, or a broader risk-off tone.
But if rotation reverses, that same short positioning could become a source of volatility rather than a sign of sustained weakness.
Traders are likely to watch several factors next.
Price behavior around key support and resistance levels will matter, because shorts become more relevant when those levels are tested.
A clean breakout could force covering, while a breakdown may reinforce bearish positioning.
Futures and options activity will also matter, including open interest, funding rates, and options expiries.
Broader market sentiment matters too, since XRP often reacts to Bitcoin moves, crypto liquidity conditions, and overall risk appetite.
News flow can change things quickly as well, especially regulatory updates, institutional interest, and adoption headlines.
And continued rotation into other assets could keep pressure on XRP even if the broader crypto market remains stable.
XRP can still move sharply, because crowded positioning can create sudden reversals.
When too many traders are aligned in one direction, the market becomes vulnerable to fast reactions.
A large net short position does not guarantee a rally, but it can set the stage for volatility if price starts moving against the shorts.
In that case, covering activity can amplify the move and produce a rapid rebound.
The key takeaway is that the CFTC net short figure should be treated as one input, not a standalone signal.
Technical structure, liquidity, macro conditions, and broader crypto trends all matter.
The 115.7 million token net short position suggests caution, not certainty.
XRP's next move may depend as much on positioning and sentiment as on price action alone.
If capital continues rotating away from XRP, the short side may remain influential.
If momentum shifts and shorts are forced to cover, the same positioning could contribute to a sharp rebound.
Until then, the data is best viewed as evidence that the market is more divided than it appears.